Marge and the Zubas backstage at Hangout 2016. And I have a great musician sitting right next to me. If you ever listen to my show, you know I talk about him all the time and play him every night. It is Kurt Vile. How are you today?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great now that you're here. So excited to have you in.
I had no idea you played me every day so
every
much.
Day. So you played your set earlier today, right? Your
yeah.
First Hangout experience.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a good one?
I did. Yeah. Cool. I got like just the slightest, like the good kind of heat stroke. You know, it's like hallucinating just enough.
What did you, we were talking a little bit about it earlier before we went live. What did you call it? Sloppy.
I said my set was sloppy but spirited. Yeah.
That's the best kind.
Yeah.
Nobody likes perfection. That's no good.
Yes. Yeah, it's annoying, isn't it?
A little bit. So you've got a new album. We got an album that came out not too long ago, Believe Me, I'm Going Down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually voted by Rolling Stone as one of the top 20 albums of the year. And I tend to agree with it.
Oh, sweet.
A lot of influence in that album. I've been a big fan of yours for a long time. And for some of the listeners who might not know, I mean, you've been playing music for a really long time. And you did other things, but just Kurt Vile. You know, I think most people out there probably know you were on drugs for a little bit.
For a second, yeah.
For a quick second.
Uh-huh.
And, when did you leave those guys and start doing your own thing?
Me and Adam are just old friends from Philly. So we played with each other in each other's bands. You know, he played in my band, The Violators. But I played with them, I'd say, until about 2008.
2008?
Yeah.
And as a fan of both bands, I think it actually did great things, you know, when you left and went and did your own thing. I think are obviously both talented musicians. And are y'all still buddies?
We're still buddies, except we live on opposite coasts, so I don't get to see them much.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, man, this is your sixth album, the one that you just
mm-hmm.
did, right?
Yeah.
And you've grown a lot. Definitely hear a lot of... maybe a little Dinosaur Jr., some Pavement in there, you know.
Sure.
You're going to do a song right now. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more after this. So you're going to do it off, you do Pretty Pimpin'?
Yes.
Off the new album right now.
All right, here we go. I woke up this morning, didn't recognize the man in the mirror. Then I laughed and I said, silly me, that's just me. Then I proceeded to brush some strange teeth, but they were my teeth. And I was weightless, quivering like some leak coming in with no other restroom. I couldn't tell you what the hell it was supposed to mean, cause it was a Monday, not Tuesday, not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday then. Saturday came around and I said, who's my stupid clown block in my bathroom, say? All he ever wanted was to be someone and life that was just like, all I want is to just have fun, live my life like son of a gun. I could be 1,000 miles away but still mean what I say. Then I woke up this morning, didn't recognize the man in the mirror. Then I laughed and I said, silly me, that's just me. Then I proceeded to brush some stranger's teeth, but they were my teeth. And I was weightless, quivering like some leaf coming up. And I proceeded to not comb some stranger's hair, never with my style. But I couldn't tell you what the hell it was supposed to mean. But it was a Monday, not Tuesday, not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday then. Saturday came around and I said, who's my stupid clown block in my bathroom sink? But he was sporting all my clothes, like I say, pretty pimpin'. All he ever wanted was to be a man, but he was always a little too cute to be a minute under marbles lost. He was always 1,000 miles away while still standing, staring in front of your face. Then he woke up this morning, didn't recognize the boy in the mirror, then left. said, silly me, that's just me. Then I proceeded to brush some stranger's teeth, but they were my teeth, and I was weightless, quivering like some leaf come in the window of a restroom. I couldn't tell you what the hell it was supposed to mean, but it was a Monday, not Tuesday, not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then Saturday came around, and I said, who's my stupid clown bug in my bathroom saying? But he was sporting all my clothes, I gotta say, pretty pimping.
That was awesome. After playing that song every night on my shows, I'm not lying about that, I really do. Having this rendition of it is awesome.
Cool.
So I really appreciate it. That's off his new album. But let's talk some more about, you know, the sixth album. You're, what, about 35, 36 years old? Something
I'm
like
36.
That. 36?
Mm-hmm.
That's right on the money right there. You've done about six albums of your own right now, and each one of them is very different. And this one, to me, from listening to the other one, you know, your stuff's always been a bit dark, but, you know, when you have a song like called Pretty Pimpin' in that way, it's a little different. It's a little lighthearted, a little funny sometimes. What do you think is different about this album than, you know, the ones in the past?
Well, I think that every record just changes a little bit. I probably matured a little bit in certain ways and, like, deteriorated in other ways. And it's just that combination. But it's like a... I don't know, like, the album before the last, I basically think about an album like Smoke Ring for My Halo, a couple records, that was like kind of an acoustic, melancholy record, and then the next one, Waking on a Pretty Day, was a little more orchestrated and a little more sunshiny, I guess, and then this one's back down a little bit. I don't know why, you know, I can't tell you exactly what makes it sound different, but I think I'm just always, it's just basically me, just growing, you know, changing. Well,
recording is such a different art form than live music, catching lightning in a bottle. So I'm sure a lot of things take place in doing that. And, you know, I've read a bunch of stuff on you. You play a couple of instruments. You started out with banjo, right? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Banjo. You play a trumpet as well?
I played a trumpet. Yeah, like that was the first instrument I ever played when I was like in fourth grade. I don't play it so much anymore. I could still make some sound out of it, though, if I want. But, I played a banjo when I was 14. I started, and maybe a year later, I got a guitar. I play all kinds of, you know, little keys, stuff like that, but mainly guitar. That's the instrument I'm best at.
Yeah, that's your thing. That's your passion.
Yeah.
You're a producer as well. I mean, you got...
Well, I would say if producer, maybe you could see that on the internet, that there's a production credit, but really it's, I think most people I play music with, in some form, they're producers. They get a production credit because it's just like home recording or, you know, self, basically not having some big time producer come in there and tell you what to do or something. Just, so, but I've never like officially produced somebody's record or something.
Just producing your own stuff.
Yeah.
Being in charge.
Yeah.
A little bit
to
more.
A degree.
Emotions probably in charge more so than anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you had such a great set today. Hopefully you'll come back, even though it's a little hot. I know.
Yeah, that's fine. I will. I'll be back.
Your hair is loving this humidity, just like mine.
Yeah, what is it doing? Is it just like long and flat? I don't know what it's doing.
I mean, I say, you know, what we say in the South, the bigger the hair, the closer to God.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're
oh,
killing it right
it's getting
now.
Big? Okay.
You're a really spiritual being right now.
Good. Because yesterday it was like... Very fine head.
No, I'm loving it. You're looking great.
Thanks.
Very, very beach windy. So we're going to play another song by him right now.
Cool.
And this is Dust Bunnies, right?
Yeah, Dust Bunny.
You may think that it's funny now that I got a headache like a shot back coughing dust bunny. It's hard to see when it's all red, and all you hear are just white noises. This little one, she's a delicate creature, no safety features to hold her down. Girl, you've been running on all cylinders, pulling the yard, cut it hard. But no, it won't find it lying down on the ground, and it ain't at the bar where I am. All you are, take a puff on a cigarette, see what we get, an invigorating fix and a black lung. don't know much about history, and don't know much about the shape that I'm in. There ain't no manual to my mind. I'm always looking, baby, all the time. But no, we won't find it rolling around on the ground. And it ain't at the bar where I am. Where you are. Took a puff on cigarette, saw what I get. An invigorating fix in a black lung. Think you're tired, put your face in my plate. We swap faces and I see that you're tired. It's hard to think with a squashed brain in any way. Let's hope they don't leave a permanent stain. I can't talk over all that racket. What's it a feel but totally whack? Totally whack. But we don't got time to wallow around in it. But it don't seem so far away from where we are. I won't put out my cigarette, leave it behind. Hold you real close, take you by the hand. We'll walk away. Look at me, I'm walking away.
I was gonna keep rocking out, but then I just stopped.
You're the artist. You can do whatever you want. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
And coming backstage at Hangout. Hopefully to have you again and great renditions of those songs.
Thanks.
And I'll keep playing you every night.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in just a little bit with some more tunes. It's Hangout Radio powered by 92 Zoo.